Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a little after 7:30. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959 with myself, Gugulethu Mfuphi. Such a delight to have you with us as we move into the last 30 minutes of the show, and that's giving you some insight into all things to do with entrepreneurship. If you know anything about us here on the show, we celebrate entrepreneurs who are movers and shakers within their space, who show a heightened level of resilience and discipline, but more so, innovation, especially within key sectors that we need and require in order to develop, grow the economy, and of course, fundamentally make our lives easier. Our next guest joins us this evening, who is going to give us some insight into a very intriguing space that we all need and interact with. You know, whenever you have load shedding and someone says, hey, get the gas tank out. Ha! She's one of the superheroes who make those gas tanks possible for us in our homes. Tonight, I am speaking to the founder of Hakim Energies, phenomenal leader within the energy space, who herself has actually helped energize economies and communities back in the Northwest Province, creating a plethora of jobs, and most importantly, also sharing her innovative solutions that are simple but yet so effective with us as entrepreneurs. Refilwe Sobotoma joins us as founder of Hakim Energies to tell us more. Such a pleasure to have you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really cool being here. Thank you, Sis Gugu.
Oh, fantastic. I'm excited. I love the fact that you're here, and I hope that we did justice to your introduction.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like I've got nothing else to say because...
Thank you. I guess firstly, you know, when one looks at your profile, my goodness, I don't even know where to start because you have worked within the energy space for quite some time, held formidable and respectable positions within large organizations and institutions. And here you are with Hakim Energies. Maybe just remind us how this business came about and most importantly, your interest in gas. Essentially.
Thank you. So I have been an entrepreneur for the past 14 years and I've always really been an impact leader. And I think when we were starting to talk around energy security as a country, I then wondered how does a village like Marikana, where I come from in the Northwest, look like? And I think when we started looking at just energy transition, we really wanted to make sure that the marginalized communities are not left behind.
Yes.
So we then went back to Northwest and did research. And to my shock, honestly speaking, we found that there is what we call energy poverty, mm-hmm. right? Where women are raped every day when they go to the field to collect wood. Mm. Those who then use paraffin, toddlers will consume paraffin, assuming it's something that is safe for consumption because they normally store it in a juice bottle or in a cold drink bottle. 11% of premature deaths, unfortunately affecting women in those communities, is due to in-house air pollution. Mm. So then I realized that it's not even about energy security anymore.
Yes.
It's about making sure that we can change the lives of people and really give people a better chance to also be able to have access to clean cooking and clean energy ultimately. So that's why Hakim Energies was really born, to really stand as a mandate and an advocate for those marginalized communities, because I do agree we shouldn't leave them behind.
100%, certainly not. I'm so intrigued just to understand how your formidable partnership with Onyx, Oryx Energies, actually came about. I also know that it's an institution where you play a critical leadership role there too, in terms of the distribution. And this helps us understand how Hakim Energies, together with Oryx, have come together to actually ensure that there's distribution of LPG gas.
So what's interesting is that LPG has always been available and it has always been used. But my consensus, Google, was that it was positioned like a fuel for people who could afford it.
Yes.
So we are then an approved distributor of Oryx and we use their cylinder because to become a legally authorized dealer, you need to have permission to use cylinders which are permitted in the country.
And let's talk about that. That means that there's safety regulations and certifications to that cylinder.
Absolutely. And I think that's a very important aspect of it because a lot of people are still scared of gas because gas is dangerous. But the reality is that what we call illegal fillers has actually made it so difficult for people to trust gas. So one of the things at the heartbeat of Hakim Energies is to educate communities, to make sure that communities understand how to identify an authorized dealer. How do you do leak testing? How do you switch your cylinder on safely? How do you switch it off safely, those things are very, very critical, right? Mm. And I think what we then did is that we built a very unique value proposition through our Hakem LPG boxes, where all of a sudden LPG, it's available, it's affordable, and it's accessible for marginalized communities. We also have a technology that allows them to refill as they can afford, because we also appreciate that if they've got 100 rand, it has so many competing things that they have to do with it.
Yes.
So if you've got 50 rand to refill 1 kg at a time and go cook for a week, we actually allow you to do that, because then that speaks to the affordability perspective of LPG.
This is so refreshing, and I think so important also, Philo, because typically we always think, well, number one, as you've said, well, you know, to fill a 9 kg gas is, last time I paid, what, 200-300 rand, depending on where you're filling it up.
Yeah.
And also just that association that, oh my goodness, if I can't fill up the whole gas cylinder, then there isn't an option to actually fill it up in proportion to what I can afford. So that tells us something that is so innovative and very different. First time I've heard of it as a consumer, and I want it already. As to how it is that you were able to introduce these models, because when you shake up an industry that has been doing things the same way for so long, people will tell you it can't be done, because that's just the status quo. It can't be done. We've just always done it this way. But here you are having to shift that. What did you learn in terms of your journey in entrepreneurship when you had to challenge that status quo and bring about a new solution?
So I think real data for me has always been critical. I do think data is king. So desktop data is fine, because it can give you insight to understand industries, but I believe in real data. And that's why we went into those communities, spoke to consumers, understood what their needs are, because sometimes we also cannot service a market that we don't understand.
Yes.
And sometimes we claim we understand it, but when we get to the ground, we then realize that we have no clue what the actual needs of those communities are.
Yes.
So to give an example, if you live from a village like Tlasing and go to the nearest town, which is Rustenburg, you spend anything between 80 rand and 180 rand. That is the money that you have already used to refill LPG.
Mm-hmm.
So then it makes it look like LPG is expensive because of the travel cost and the time. But by us bringing an innovative LPG box in those communities, all of a sudden, bam, it's available. The second issue was the issue of the investment, because then you need to buy a gas cylinder, you need to buy a stove, and those communities could not afford to do that.
Yes.
We then went out to corporates and said, through your CSI budget, can you contribute into this meaningful objective so that we can almost remove that barrier, right? And one of our critical partners there was Petra Gas, but also Central Energy Fund, right? So we are also an ESD beneficiary for Central Energy Fund, because, and I'm mentioning this because it's also critical for small businesses to really look at their partners, the people who care about the mandate, because then they are able to support you, but you are also able to leverage off their strength and their power. Because if you look at the Central Energy Fund mandate, is to make sure that, number one, they support upcoming and small businesses which are coming into the energy sector, but they make sure that the issue of energy security and accessibility is key. So ultimately, we are doing the same mandate. It's just that I'm a last mile implementation partner.
Yes.
So I think that is also important, and that's why collaboration is critical for businesses.
Also, Philo, you're getting me so excited, because what you're highlighting here is a lesson that is critical for all entrepreneurs. We always complain about lack of funding, no mentorship, access to markets. But the truth is, the support is there, but you need to know where to go. And that actually speaks to doing your research. And I think this is so important for us just to understand. I know you've had a few incubation partners and those who have supported you along the journey, featured on Lionesses of Africa, supporting female entrepreneurs. And this actually helps us understand that as you journey along, you need to find your partners and the people who actually speak to the mandate, as you say. What key lessons can you share with other entrepreneurs on the importance of this, not only in facilitating your growth, but also facilitating your competitiveness? Because in a space like yours that is highly regulated, you need to make sure that compliance is covered, but you're also competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really around building a strong value proposition, right? So I often say this bold statement that I've been very aware and very deliberate about the fact that I'm not going to walk into any room and sell the fact that I'm a black woman in business.
Mm-hmm.
I am a businesswoman who's got a strong value proposition that can add value into businesses and change the lives of people. And once you are able to do that, it helps you quickly to find your people. So one of my favorite people says, when you find your people, you don't only just conquer the world, but you beat it. So your people is the people who believe in the same mandate as you are,
mm-hmm.
but the chances are they are somehow more elevated than you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you are able to leverage of their skill set, their knowledge, their resources, but also association. Because when you're a small business in an industry like LPG, everybody doubts you. Everybody says it cannot be done. Everybody,
because it's competitive, right? They're 100%, bigger players.
100%. Mm. But when you come on and you say, I'm actually being backed up by Central Energy Fund, somebody has to listen.
Yes.
To say, okay, there must be something that they're doing well, right? And I think looking for those partners is critical. So we recently won the VEFTLICO Bold Women
Congratulations.
Future Award, right?
And we'll get you horns in a moment. So hopefully that will play.
And they asked me, what does that mean for me? And I said, it talks to authentication, because somebody's authenticating that I'm not crazy after all, right? Somebody is saying, we see you, here's a pat on the shoulder, because we need that. Entrepreneurship is extremely hard, right? But again, a premium brand like VEFTLICO, somebody has to say there's something about her. That's why she's being associated to that. So I do think it's very important to find that support structure, because entrepreneurship can be brutal. So find your people.
Find your people.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, you are listening to Kaya Biz. We're in conversation with Refilwe Sebotoma, who is the founder of Hakim Energies. They essentially distribute LPG. That's gas that you find in a cylinder form, but they also have it within boxes to suit the needs in the pockets of the markets and customers that they're looking to assist. Just when you thought that those gas cylinders that typically come out during load shedding and the winter months when the temperatures drop could only be provided for by big suppliers, here we are showing you that it's possible. And I love how you described yourself as a businesswoman who brings about a value proposition that aims to make an impact and difference within the market you serve. That's huge. And that's important. And I love it, because it defines the excellence that we need to move with. Just a few more concluding questions before we do wrap up the conversation. But I do want to perhaps focus on growth.
Yeah.
Where to now? You've managed to tap into a key market, your hometown in Marikana. I can imagine the rest of the country has growth opportunities, but Africa as a continent is waiting for you.
I'm excited. I'm extremely excited about the growth. I think last year, what we really wanted to do was, number one, prove to ourselves that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, collect real data,
mm-hmm.
right? Because real data allow us to really strengthen our strategy. So we want to grow, and we're growing aggressively. I mean, if you look at our strategy roadmap, it talks about aggressive, robust market penetration.
This means new market, new stores, new 100. Distribution, new partners.
Absolutely.
Oh, lovely.
But I think what I'm more excited about, Sis Gugu, is the deliberate action that I'm going to take to make sure that women are at the forefront of just energy transition.
Mm.
Because women are the one who bear the brunt of energy poverty. Women are the one who knows what is not going well, what is going well. And I then don't understand, if women are taking care of households and cooking every single day, why cannot they be at the forefront of the economics of just energy transition? And if anything else fails, I will make sure that women are running right on the forefront of just energy transition, taking their space, making money in the energy sector.
Tell us how you're going to do it.
So we see our LPG box really as a catalyst for change, where we are building a franchise model and we will be able to bring women into the space.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I've paid so much school fees,
yes.
right? And they don't have to pay that school fees, because I have already paid it. So we want to partner with women in those communities. And just a brief example, we met a woman in a taxi rank, May Yvonne, who was cooking for the taxi drivers there, and they were using paraffin. And she was able to then buy our story and convert it into LPG as a cleaner source of cooking. Today, Hakem Energies is supporting more than 20 women entrepreneurs in the taxi rank using LPG. Man. So for me, that's the power of women. Mm. That's the power of advocacy. And I think we've seen it firsthand. When we empower women, they always go back and replicate that impact in their communities. So I don't see how we're going to do it without women.
Yes.
And to your point, not just South Africa, but I believe Africa is waiting for us. And I do think it's Africans who are going to solve African problems.
Yes.
We are not waiting for anybody to help us. We know what African countries need, and we have to make sure that we stand up, roll up our sleeves, and get to work.
Osrofilwe, we are immensely inspired by your work, by your efforts, by your story, and how, as you've said, you've paid the school fees, you've found the solutions, you've relied on data, which I think is a key takeaway for many entrepreneurs to also remember, and paying it forward by the social development aspect that speaks to it. And you found the right partners.
100%.
I always say we never know who's listening, and they could be future partners.
Absolutely.
Those who can help with your growth across the continent, distribution in other markets across the African continent, partners, peers, employees, colleagues. Hey, even another interview for you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Where can we find you?
And we have Hakem Foundation now, because we have seen that the work that we do, it really goes beyond the economics. It has such a massive socioeconomic dilemma side of it. So we founded Hakem Foundation that is going to help us to be a catalyst as well to really collect funds that can empower the lives of communities. I mean, last year already, we've transitioned 1,200 families from biomass into LPG as a cleaner source of cooking. So we are looking for such partners. I am better on LinkedIn, so connect with us on LinkedIn. Hakem Energies is also there on LinkedIn. I'm Refilwe Sebotsoma on LinkedIn. And ladies, if you are bold, if you're audacious, the Verve Bold Women Awards are open again. Take your chance.
Really?
Enter. I think the experience has been fantastic. We are leaving for France as well.
You are going
soon.
To get your own. Yeah. Oh my God.
You know, so if you are out there, you're doing amazing things, please, this is an opportunity for your work to be recognized. Do enter, follow them on all socials.
I am so proud of you. You're going to get your own little vine. In other words, in a few years' time, there'll be a bottle of champagne with grapes that have been grown from your vine. Osrefilwe.
Thank you.
Can you pack me with you? Just for the vibes. And an interview and the other winners. And maybe I'll enter too. Such a pleasure speaking to you. And I truly appreciate that you've joined us this evening to be so giving with your story. You know, a sector and an industry that women have often hesitated to get into because of the barriers to entry, or just the pushback that we often receive that, you don't get it. You won't understand it. It's too technical.
Yeah.
You've shown us that by having the right partners, by being innovative in how you deliver the solution that has already existed, having the right partners on board. And of course, going back to basics of understanding the data, the people that you're looking to serve and help, that you really can grow into new levels of success and growth. We wish you nothing but amazing success. We are immensely proud of you. And I love the fact that, as you've mentioned, you are a businesswoman who has a value proposition that you present to solve the challenges of those that are your clients. Yes, we're black. Yes, we're female. That's just an added cherry on top. But fundamentally, we're competent.
Absolutely.
These horns are for you, ma'am, to celebrate you. If they tell you you've never been on radio before.
And thank you for creating space for us, because I think it's very important. So very, very grateful.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much. That's my guest this evening on Ekasinomics, Refilwe Sebotsoma, the founder of Hakem Energies. Available online. And of course, you can reach out to them, Hakem Energies.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.